Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
Hello, New York Giants fans, and welcome to your news update for Thursday, January 6th. Ed Valentine of Big Blue View here. What we're going to do for you today is play some audio from the Wednesday press conferences at the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. What you're going to hear is audio from Coach Joe Judge as he details his expectations for the Week 18 season finale against the Washington football team. We will hear from Jake Fromm, who speaks about his opportunity on Sunday as he will start with both Daniel Jones and Mike Glennon done for the season. Fromm gets an opportunity to wipe away the bitter taste of his 6-for-17 effort against the Philadelphia Eagles a couple of weeks ago, and we'll see if he can do that. We will also hear from Leonard Williams and Julian Love as they both address the idea of what it means to them not to tap out when a team is having a losing season.
Joe, for the last game of the year, what do you expect from your club in terms of focus, in terms of effort, in terms of execution?
The same thing I'd expect on the first game, Bruce. The absolute same thing I expect. Tell our guys all the time, come in, be locked in. We're playing for each other as a team. I expect to see them in the meetings fully prepared, done a good job this morning of that. Expect to see them in the practices, going out there and practicing with intensity, energy, and urgency, working on fundamentals, making sure we correct any mistakes as we go through the week from the film study and the next day corrections. And I expect to see the effort from the opening kickoff to the final whistle from our team. That's how we play around here.
Joe, you made a comment the other day after the game about not having fist fights on the sideline. Is that a reference to what happened to Washington a couple weeks ago?
No, I just made a comment to any outward dysfunction. Look, my focus is on, you know, getting our team ready right now for Washington right now. You know, you can make a lot of comments I've said in the past. You know, right now I'm focused on getting the team ready for Washington this weekend.
What made you decide to cut Isaiah Wilson?
You guys, we make roster moves all the time. So, you know, I don't go into every specific, you know, individual move. I appreciate what Isaiah did for us. Wish him the best of luck. You know, I think he's got an opportunity to be a professional football player, and I wish him the best wherever he goes. And, you know, obviously, for all the players that played here, any help that he may need down the road, we'd be available for.
Joe, this is the last chance this year for your team to play in front of these fans at home. What do you want the fans to know about this group that you work with this year?
But these guys are going through a lot of adversity this year. There's been a lot of times they could have tapped out. But this team's emptied the tank every week in preparation. They empty the tank for each other and for the fans to represent them every time they take the field.
Hey, Jake, is this like a chance for redemption for you, or how do you look at it?
For me, any opportunity to play in the NFL is a great opportunity. So, you know, obviously I'm looking forward to having a good week of practice and going out and playing, you know, to the best of my abilities and how I think I can.
Did the last game bother you for a while, or are you one of those guys who can just put it in the rearview mirror?
I mean, you can't change the past, so you just learn from it, you move on, and try to do better next time.
Jake, what did you learn from that last experience?
You know, for me, it's, you know, how important, you know, putting together a good week of practice is, and, you know, coming out to the game and executing early and getting a rhythm and, you know, scoring a few points. So, you know, that's going to be the focus, you know, for me this week. Have a good week of practice and getting off to a fast start.
Does it feel different? I mean, I know that there's been times where you've been, you know, QB1 in practices and things like that. Does this feel different when you look around and, you know, Mike and Daniel just aren't even around?
I mean, yes and no. I mean, just for me, it's an opportunity. You know, for me, I'm going to, you know, be me regardless. And, you know, whenever I step in the huddle, you know, hey, it's go time. So, from then on, it's, playing football and having fun.
Leonard, what's up, man?
How you doing?
Doing well. Going back to Judge's post-game comments, you know, what did you think of how strongly he indicated that, you know, guys, teams before under previous regimes, you know, might have checked out, but that this program is stronger at this point of the season when you guys are eliminated?
I mean, I think that's really important, building a culture and identity like that, especially in like a year like this where, you know, guys are obviously disappointed in, you know, how things turned out. Everybody, you know, the team, fans, all of New York is obviously upset about how the season played out. But, you know, things like that are something that we can, you know, see the light in. And I think it does make a big difference, especially in like a losing season. It's like, it's easy to find the good things in a winning year, but it's like, you know, in a down year like this, it's like you have to find what is working for you. And I think that's what's working for this team is knowing that we have a lot of guys that are willing to fight all the way to the end, whether that's the end of the game, end of the half, end of the season, whatever it is. And I think, like, having a lot of guys like that creates a good culture around.
Why do you think you guys – if no one's tapping out, why aren't you guys tapping out?
I'm not sure. I think it's a combination of the type of guys that people want to bring into that, you know, the people higher up are bringing into the building. You know, I think Coach talks a lot about, you know, we have a lot of second chance guys or, you know, things like that where, you know, people have probably been on the streets or turned down by another team or, you know, second chance guys, he would call it. And, you know, having those type of guys around, you know, creates a certain identity and a certain culture and a certain fight and, you know, blue collar type of, you know, everyone has like a chip on their shoulder type of guy. And I think those type of guys just don't have no quit in them. We're obviously disappointed about, you know, not getting those wins, as many wins as we needed to go to the playoffs or, you know, have a winning season. But just having that culture is a big deal.
Hey, Julian.
Hey, Paul. How you doing?
Good. How are you? Joe was speaking the other day about, you know, not seeing golf clubs in the locker room, not hearing guys planning for vacations. But, I mean, you guys know the season is over after this. So, I mean, I'm sure there's some kind of planning or in your head, you know what you're doing after the season, right? And players talk about that, correct?
Man, I would say – I don't know. I actually don't know what a lot of guys are doing after this season. I think everyone's kind of just getting a grip on kind of what this season has been to them. There's been a lot of reflecting, especially in the secondary on defense, reflecting on kind of what, you know, what we need to improve on, what we can do. We have a lot of pieces going forward. And so I think that's been the main topic of conversation. I haven't heard too much of kind of what's going on in the offseason. I know somebody told me that he mentioned in years past that it was like that. And I can attest to that. You know, being here for a few years now. And so I think, thankfully, you're not seeing that. You're not seeing guys lose focus. You're seeing guys, like I said, be attentive to this game and just really giving your best. And it's a prideful thing. You don't want to just fold. And so I think that's what we are discussing.
When you say you can attest to that, give me examples. I mean, what did it look like in years past in week 16, 17 in the locker room?
I mean, you know, it's not every guy, but you see those one-offs of some guys, you know, the very next day on a trip to a vacation spot and, you know, kind of immediately getting out of the facility, getting out of New Jersey. And I think it's partly because Joe kind of really wanted us to feel one with the community. I would say that, you know, I was a guy who, you know, a few days after I would close out everything, you know, go back home. You know, I'm hanging around Jersey a little bit this year because I don't want to come to grips with the end of this season, the end of my team. And so I know I can attest to only the DBs and kind of what we're doing. And we plan to see each other, you know, in the soon after the season ends and to kind of not just all go separate ways.
Joe mentioned one more thing. Joe mentioned that he saw some, you know, he heard that some teams had tapped out. You know, the Giants in the past, you know, a couple of years ago had tapped out. What does that mean, tapped out, do you think?
Man, I don't know. I think it's, you know, calling it in, you know, or phoning it in, kind of trying to get through the days. I know my perspective, I always felt like I had something to prove dating back to 2 years ago. You know, I was playing the last five games of the season on defense, and so I couldn't afford the opportunity to just take it easy because I was demonstrating my abilities. Then last year, too, I feel like I'm always trying to showcase who I am as a player. And I think it's important, and I think as players – who take pride in things, that's what you get. And thankfully, a lot of guys are taking that approach. You know, they're trying to put their best foot forward for the team, for Joe, for the community.
Giants fans, please remember to subscribe to Big Blue View Radio on all of your favorite podcast applications. Also, stop by our website today where you'll find a couple of really interesting stories. You will find a look at potential 2022 offensive coordinators for the Giants written by the great Mark Schofield. You will also find a breakdown of guys that might be considered foundational players for the Giants going forward written by Chris Flum. Also on Thursday, you should find our predictions for Sunday's Giants-Washington football team game, as well as our breakdowns of when the Giants have the ball and when Washington has the ball. All right, thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.